Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See Husqvarna.ie.
Yes, we're getting stuck into the garden. Porrick Horkin, horticulturalist, keen gardener and graduate of the National Botanic Gardens, joins us now on the line. Porrick, is this the quietest time of the year in the garden?
Well, it is a quiet time, definitely, but certainly after the very cold weather we had last week, Ivan, there's lots to be done around the garden in terms of tidying it up. And I think over Christmas, that's what we see a lot of people doing, is just getting back into the garden after the Christmas turkey and just spending a couple of hours tidying the garden up, pruning back some plants, maybe planting some bulbs that they've left over and haven't planted yet for a little bit of spring colour. And at this time of year, people love to do up their window boxes and containers because lots of people are travelling home and they like to have the garden looking pretty. So a relatively quiet time, but still lots of simple jobs to be done around the garden.
I would have thought that if you plant stuff now and say there's a real hard frost in January, February, would they survive it?
They would, of course, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about if particularly spring flowering bulbs, it's always a question at this time of year. People that have purchased them maybe back in October, November and haven't planted them just yet, can they get them still into the ground? Of course they can. And soil conditions at the moment, the temperatures are extremely mild. And remember, Ivan, that plants continue to grow during the winter period beneath the soil. So the roots of the plant, so if you plant a tree, an apple tree or a pear tree at this time of year, it actually is growing through the winter period. The roots are expanding, even though there's no vegetative growth, no leaf growth, the plant is actually establishing itself over the winter period in early spring, and then it's ready to grow in early springtime.
Okay. Other than flowers, what vegetables can you plant at this time?
Very little at the moment. There are some, the garden centres will be stocking up now on the spring shallots and spring onions will be coming in, and garlic, for example, will be coming available. But we will be coming into the time of year and just after Christmas and early January for the sowing of seed. And remember, our homes are lovely and warm. So what better place than a warm windowsill to sow things like tomatoes and aubergines, chilies and peppers? They can be sown in gentle heat indoors, so you're using the warmth of your home to get those plants established. And many of our summer flowering plants like geraniums and begonias, we sow those from seed in January as well. So my advice really is pop into your local garden centre in the next couple of days, get a couple of packets of seed. You'll also see some of the things like seed potatoes, believe it or not, are in garden centres as we speak, and things like garlic, onions, as I mentioned, they can be planted anytime from early January onwards. So lots to be done.
Okay, well, we did a shout out for people to text in 53106. And just on that, like, sometimes I notice before the daffodils, the crocuses will be out. Someone asks, yeah. I have some bags of tulip bulbs and crocus bulbs. Can I plant them outdoors now, after the frosty weather, or would it be too late for this year?
No, no, it's not too late. I mean, get them into the garden soil because those bulbs, they're still dormant. So as long as they're healthy, they're still firm, you can plant them out of doors. And at this time of year, I often pot up some bulbs, spring flowering bulbs, into pots and containers, leave them outside. They'll grow over the winter period. And then you can plant them where you want them to flower in February or March as they're you know, coming above the soil. So it's a great time. And if people have bulbs, that's really my piece of advice, is get them into the garden soil or pot them up.
Okay, some other questions. We'll go through them fairly quick. Over Christmas, I want to clean my driveway of green algae, and it seems to be spreading. What can I use at this time of year?
Yeah, an algae is a mosses, Ivan, spread during moist, wet weather that, as we've had the very mild winter, apart from that frosty period. It's been extremely mild and it's very mild at the moment. So algae and mosses are tending to spread on driveways and patios, patio areas, tarmac, for example. So use something like the Pro Pack. It's a liquid, you mix it in water, you apply it on a dry day, and that'll eradicate any moss or green algae within about a 5 or 6 day period.
Would a power hose do something?
Yeah, you can. The only thing is to watch with the power hose is that, particularly on tarmac or on block paving, it tends to remove the sand or any loose material. It tends to take that off. So you want to avoid very heavy power washing, particularly on block paving, paving slabs, or, you know, tarmac adam that particularly is older. So the use of the pack certainly kills off the moss, and you could give it a light power hosing then afterwards.
Thomas asks, I purchased red juke seed potatoes this week. Okay. Can I sprout them now? And where's best to start them off?
Okay, so this is, again, we're coming into that time of year where, as I said, the seed potatoes, and this is Red Duke of York, a beautiful variety. It's got red skin like a rooster, but lovely yellow flesh. We sprout them indoors in a frost-free location. So somewhere like a garage with a windowsill. If you've got a greenhouse or tunnel, that would be an ideal place to put them as well. And really all you're exposing the tubers to is bright light and keeping them frost-free in a cool position. And that'll initiate some new growth, and they can be planted out then in early spring.
Okay, I'm looking to collect holly in the local forest. Is it safe for the tree just to pluck a few pieces and cut them off from it?
No harm whatsoever to take a small bit of holly. Holly responds very, very well to pruning. So once you prune the stem, by early spring, it'll start to regrow again. So a small bit of holly taken from a holly bush is no harm whatsoever. My advice as well, Ivan, is to plant a holly bush. Rather than going out to the wild, why not plant one in your garden? There's some beautiful varieties with variegated foliage, silver foliage, some that would bear berries on their own, like JC Vantal is a self-fertile variety of holly. And holly's a beautiful shrub in the garden and great for biodiversity as well, because the birds will come and feed on it during the winter period.
All right. As always, with all your helpful questions, and I'm sure into the new year and beyond, Pádraig Corcoran will be able to answer all your questions. Thank you indeed for joining us again.
Gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See husqvarna.ie.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.